You can find more of this podcast by visiting Jethel's movie review website, cinemaunrest.com. You'll find tons of great reviews of all kinds of movies there, not just horror, as well as all episodes of the Monster Club podcast. You can like Cinema Unrest on Facebook to get notifications for new podcasts as they are released. We really appreciate every like, comment, and share on those posts. You can also follow us on Twitter under @CinemaUnrest and @TalkTweets.
Coming to you from a murky lake in the Indiana backwoods, this is the Monster Club, an honest look at horror movies from lifelong horror fans. Fair warning, you may not have seen this movie. We have spoilers, ho! I am Jethel.
And I'm Tuck.
And this week we watched the 19? No. I did that the last time, too. What the hell? This week, we watched the 2014 horror comedy,
Zombievers.
Do you have an alternative title?
Nothing. I have nothing. What was yours?
Beaver Fever!
Oh, that's perfect.
Well, it's taken right from the movie, too.
Yes, it is.
All right, so before we get started, what have you been doing this week?
I finished Lost, and I'm still just as confused by the ending as I was when I first watched
it. From what I understand, you and everyone else who watched it.
No, I get a better grasp of it this time, because you can listen to all the commentaries and everything.
Right.
So I'm glad I bought them all on Blu-ray.
You actually coughed up for the Blu-ray on that, huh?
Yeah, I found good deals on all of them. Yeah. I bought them one season at a time. I didn't get like an expensive box set or anything. I just got piecemeal. So.
And Blu-rays are becoming more and more affordable now. They're only a couple of bucks more than the DVDs nowadays.
Yeah, and sometimes less than.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I noticed when I went into Best Buy last week?
Mm.
They're really not selling any normal Blu-ray players anymore. They're all the 3D ones because they're all the same price.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, 3D, not 3D, it makes no difference unless you have the TV.
Yeah, that's right. So they just include the feature by default, and right. If you have the TV, great. If not, eh.
If not, whatever. It's fine.
Cool.
I can't see myself ever getting a 3D TV. They're too expensive. It's a gimmick.
It's my buddy that I, my housemate, mm-hmm. He has one in the living room, and it's pretty good. The only drawback really is that you have to put these little batteries in the glasses, and those run out.
I think they actually have some rechargeable ones. You got to put them on a base or something like that when you're done with them.
Mm.
But I just can't see me watching 3D movies at home. I mean, I honestly don't like watching them in the theaters. They give me a headache after a while.
He doesn't like watching movies in 3D in the theaters, but with the TV, it's better.
Really?
It's better. Yeah, it's worth looking into maybe like in a couple of years when the TVs come down in price.
Yeah, 3D TVs now are what HD TVs were a few years ago as far as price is concerned. They're outrageously expensive. I mean, I'm actually seeing 4K TVs under $1,000 now.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, I'm still honestly thinking about doing a projector instead of a new TV when it comes time. Just because, I can make it whatever size I want.
Within reason. I mean, it all comes down to the brightness of the bulb behind it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't want to go less than 3,000 lumens.
Yeah.
And then, the wife and I are, kind of underground dwellers as it is. And I always have we have light blocking curtains in the living room anyway.
Yeah.
So, no concern about that. And I have curtains up blocking light from the kitchen and the bathroom, too. So, one of these days I'm going to get myself a projector.
So what have you been up to the past couple of weeks?
Oh, let's see. God, what did I watch last week? I saw a movie last week. That is, I went to a movie last week. Let me see here. Well, Deadpool.
Oh, yeah. Don't. No spoilers.
Okay, you haven't seen Deadpool.
I have not seen it.
Okay.
I do want to see it in the theater.
Go see it!
Well, you know,
there are two types of people. People who have seen Deadpool and people who are wrong.
It's not for kids, though, I hear it. Definitely not your usual.
Absolutely not.
Not your usual Marvel superhero movie. I don't think it could be any other way. You couldn't make a PG-13 Deadpool.
No, you could not have made a PG-13 Deadpool. It's just...
That would have just sucked.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the reason why, you know, they decided to, you know, sew his mouth shut in Wolverine Origins.
Yeah.
Because they knew there was just no way they could have a proper Deadpool character in that movie and get a...
Since seeing the Deadpool movie, I think there is a way to fit him in like in a crossover with X-Men. They want to keep it PG-13. You know what they have to do?
What's that?
Bleep him.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Actually bleep him, and then he notices...
Yes, that would be hilarious.
He breaks the fourth wall constantly.
It's like, who keeps doing that?
It would be like, son of a boop! What was that?
That would be great.
Did you seriously? And then he looks right into the camera. Did you seriously just bleep me?
Can you believe that? What about free speech?
Don't bring your freaking kids.
Yeah.
I have seen some complaints online. Oh, I brought my kid to see Deadpool, and now there's all that swearing, and there was all that sex, and blah, blah, blah. They should have warned us. Oh, really? How? By maybe labeling it rated R? What the hell's wrong with you? Okay, so that's the last thing we're saying on Deadpool. Let's move on to...
Undead Woodchucks. Zombievers.
Zombievers.
This movie. Well, let's start. How many stars?
How many stars did I give Zombievers? 3 out of 5.
Oh, that's awesome. That's exactly what I would have given it.
It didn't pretend to be good.
Yeah, yeah. You and I are on the same page here.
This was film... a comedy spoof of horror movies. And, I mean, even the vibe. I mean, look at the posters across the bottom of my... my review there at Cinema Unrest. They were parodying.
They were all parodies. Yeah.
They're parodies of Oscar nominated movies.
Yeah. Yeah. This movie definitely does not take itself seriously.
No.
And
because it didn't take itself seriously, they did really well with it. This is really a good horror comedy. A good comedy horror, I should say.
I'm surprised it didn't get more screen time. You know, it was only on a few screens and only made a few tens of thousands of dollars, and that was it. I think that if this had gotten a wide release, it would have been a big hit, especially with people who fondly remember those cheesy horror creature features from the 80s that this was an homage to, you know?
Brother. But yeah, we had your standard, cabin in the woods rules. Group of teenagers going into a secluded cabin. Horror ensues, but also comedy ensues. And this movie, I got here in my notes, this movie is one big pussy joke.
Oh, yes.
You know, a lot of times you see a lot of dick jokes or something like that, but this was just, you know, it's beavers. This was one big pussy joke. The hunter... So- You know, draws up his web. He's like, "Damn hairy beavers!"
And he talks about beaver fever.
Beaver fever. We're just looking for beavers. Well, hell, ain't we all?
Oh, it's a great gag.
I've never seen a real beaver up close before. Well, maybe you should try going down on me once in a while.
The jokes never stop with this. The comedy is really... You know, they just keep delivering again and again and again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had you watch some bad movies, but could this be the first bad movie I had you watch where you were glad you saw it?
It's not, I mean, it's definitely not an Oscar nominee type movie,
but I
wouldn't call it bad. It's cheesy done exceedingly well, I think. It's cheesy on purpose. So many zingers and crude humor that you don't often find in films these days. They're like this. You know, this is definitely a love letter to
I will say a hell
of the 80s.
I will say a hell of a lot better than any of the quote-unquote scary movie franchise. I don't know if you've seen any of those, but those are just god awful.
Yeah, those are like, you know, Naked Gun type spoof. This just did something, you know, original in the style of, you know, films like, let's name some, Critters. What else? It reminded me a little bit of a lot of Traumaville's.
Yes. Movie. I honestly could have seen Troma making something like this, but thank goodness they didn't, because instead of, what was the budget on this one? 15,000?
Something like that.
Yeah. They would have made it for $500. probably went out to a kid's toy store or something like that and gotten an actual stuffed, you know, a puppet beaver.
The beavers would have been stunt guys in suits.
Yes.
Crawling around on all fours.
Not unlike the chick who's beating her tail across the first girl turns into a beaver. That was probably the worst scene in the whole thing.
It was. I was like, okay, come on. You could have done better than that, than just have her, hump the air to get her tail
pretty
to go
much.
Up
she
and
was
down.
She was just hopping up and down trying to beat her tail again. They could have motorized that somehow.
Yeah, they could.
That was really, really the only... The only scene that made me go, really? Really, guys? Yeah.
They did so well with everything else, and that was just kind of like, okay, you, somebody who wasn't inventive was in charge of that.
So how are we going to make her beat her tail? We're kind of out of budget here.
Down.
Oh, brother.
I don't know. When that girl first turned, that's the point where I started saying, okay, this is veered sharply left into super cheeseball territory.
Oh, yes.
I did not see that coming at all. I just thought they would turn into human zombies.
And all the drool that was coming out of her mouth was real.
Yeah.
You can see that in the outtakes.
Yeah.
By the way, watch the credits. The outtakes are hilarious.
Oh yeah, the pre-credits blooper reel is hilarious.
Yeah, these are obviously hand puppets. In fact, you can actually see the puppeteer's fur-clad arm in some of the scenes.
Oh really?
Yeah, if you watch, like, when it's going after the girl up on the kitchen island, you know, where they have the sink and whatever, you can see the guy's arm as it's hopping up.
Oh, that's great.
And also, one of the beavers on the porch. You can see the guy's arm coming up through a hole in the porch. And you know what? I think they probably saw it in editing and like, leave it.
Yeah, I didn't notice. So, you know, the movie with a budget so smaller. I think they were done, very well and all with practical effects. The only effect that I really noticed was they kind of put this glow on the eyes.
Yeah,
and that's it.
There was a few animated blood effects. They were kind of subtle. They weren't great at all because animated blood effects never are.
Yeah.
But it was subtle. It's something you probably wouldn't have noticed unless, you know, you've seen it before.
Yeah, I didn't notice at all.
So they were hacking something up with an axe, and I saw some blood splurt up, and it was obviously animated.
Mm.
That poor dog.
This movie is short. It's very tightly edited and paced. I can tell there was a lot of crap left on the editing room floor, figuratively speaking.
It wasn't that short. It was 85 minutes. Well, okay, 85 minutes with
an hour and 15. You know, it's an hour and just over an hour 15 with the credits. You take the credits out, it's like an hour 10, 12 minutes.
Hmm.
It is short.
Yeah, I got here 85 minutes.
And it shows.
You're right.
There was only like one or two points in the movie where I was like, okay, guys, you're letting it drag. Come on, pick it up, you know, and then they quickly picked up the pace again. And that was usually about the relationship drama about who cheated on who and blah blah blah.
There is one effect I gotta say was really, really good.
What's that?
Either that guy was really missing a foot, or they really did that well.
Yeah, they did that really well. That's easy enough to do, even with a camera that isn't stationary these days. You can do that with you know, desktop software.
I'm just saying it was well done. It really was.
Very well done. But you'll notice that every chance they got, they put a blanket over him so they wouldn't have to do that. But anytime he was in motion, they just let that. But you could kind of tell.
You know, that could be where all the effects budget went to.
Oh.
Removing the foot.
Yeah. No, I thought it was pretty funny where he gets his foot shot off in the chewed off in the lake, and he grabs it and then holds it up above the water. And
yeah. Yeah, he's on the raft in the middle of the lake, and he's laying down there, and I'm like, okay, well, they could obviously have green screened that out. That's fine, you know. But when he's hopping from the porch to the car, it's like, wait a minute, that's really well done.
So I noticed that too. You know, I think this entire movie must have been based around the idea, the joke of, you know, boarding up all the windows with planks of wood.
Yeah.
Those beavers will never get through that. You know,
that's kind of the point of beavers, is they chop through wood. As one of the girls says.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I wish they kind of hadn't,
well, if you get a bunch of sheet metal, let me know.
That was a good joke. I think the best joke of the entire film is the post-credit scene where a bee is shown settling onto a badly wounded zombiever corpse. And then shortly thereafter, flies back to its beehive to infect all the other bees. The joke is so great, it doesn't need explanation. The film just cuts right there.
So do you think there's going to be a sequel?
No.
The sequel is going to be zombies.
See, it's so great until you explain the joke, and it's just like,
I ruined it. Okay.
Yes, you ruined zombies. It. It's all your fault. It's a great gag. I laughed out loud.
Let's talk about the song.
Oh, man.
Is that a great song? They actually composed and wrote their own song called Zombievers. It's done in a swing style.
Yeah, very Tony Bennett.
Zombievers.
That's got some great humorous lyrics.
With such lyrics as, look out, they're going to chomp off your balls.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can actually find the lyrics. Let's see here. Beavers song lyrics. Let's see here. This is it. Here are some of the lyrics from Zombievers, the song. So brace yourself, you've never witnessed rodents like these. Oh, Jesus Christ, you can't escape. They've blocked the roads with trees. Oh, man. Look out, they're coming through the walls. Your girlfriend's chewing off your balls. Oh, boy.
I don't think you can really say much more about this movie.
Sure, we can. We can talk about the sex scenes. That dude insulting himself. Oh, I feel like a Power Ranger. Oh, shit, you're sweet. You're way too hot for me. And then in the outtakes, they have more.
Yes, that's great.
My mom never loved me.
A large portion of the comedy in this movie must have been like ad lib, just made up on the spot.
Yeah, like the truck drivers.
Yeah, the opening with Bill Burr and John Mayer is hilarious, and you can tell that's because they just made up a bunch of stuff on the spot and just tried it all, anything they could think of. You know?
Yeah, I got a hand job in an Arby's once. You did? Or did I give one?
Man, those two guys.
Oh, man.
That was great.
All right. Well, honestly, this is going to be a very short podcast because
there's not much to say. The movie
explains itself. It's a very simple but very effective spoof comedy. And I honestly recommend it.
Yeah,
if you like horror and you like comedy, you're going to like Zombievers.
It was a great homage to cheesy horror creature features from the 80s.
Oh, before you start bringing your kids to this or downloading it for your kids, there are tits.
Yes,
and
that's what
nice
I meant.
Nice ones, nice ones. There are tits, so be careful with the youngins.
Requisite topless girl shots and couples going at it. The acting was enjoyably goofy, very natural, you know.
Yep.
But still, you know, they hit on all the, you know, oh, let's split up and spread out and look for things, you know, and go into rooms alone and all that stuff. But they don't call attention to it directly, like Scary Movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those movies.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The creature puppets are laughably fake, but still kind of cool.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
In a way. You know, they're what you would expect to have seen. I think
this could be the second best bathroom scene that we have reviewed. The first best being Dreamcatcher, of course. this could be the second best bathroom scene ever.
Probably. Yeah. I like the way the beavers, they read in the book that they're excellent at tunneling, and then shortly thereafter they start popping up through the floor.
Of course.
I think if you take this film as a semi-parody, you know, or an homage to those cheeseball horror films from the 80s, it's pretty good fun.
That's exactly what it is. This is a fun movie.
It's nothing I collect on Blu-ray, but it's definitely at least worth watching once for a good giggle or two, better with friends.
Well, see, that's why when I chose this one, I made sure to choose a movie that you could see on Netflix so you didn't have to spend any money on it. However, they did actually have it at Best Buy for like $10 on Blu-ray. So, what are we seeing next week, Doc?
Oh, let's see. How about This Is the End?
Oh-ho!